Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Congratulations on the result. How does it actually feel to reach this this peak, this plateau, after such a long fight?
Well, this is just a momentous occasion, and it's the kind of thing that just makes you feel so bloody proud to be an Australian. This was a campaign that was won by Australians for Australians, and to have played a part in it is a total honour.
Just how tough of a campaign was it for you and the people you've had alongside you?
Well, I think we need to acknowledge it, particularly during the postal survey. You know, gay and lesbian people literally knocked their neighbours' doors and asked them to vote for them. We had a concerted campaign of misinformation and negativity from the other side. You know, people did it tough. This was long and drawn out, but we finally got there yesterday. So let's focus on the positive, which was our parliament did deliver marriage equality after we delivered them a very clear mandate to do so.
Yeah, I think it was a massive relief for a lot of people to actually see our politicians deliver on, deliver on a promise, deliver on a result after the postal survey kind of slog. With the passing of it itself and the kind of speeches that were made and the kind of amendments that were proposed and pushed back, were you a little bit surprised to see it pass as it did?
You know, we had been working long and hard to make sure all of those amendments got blocked. It wasn't easy, but we got there. We were hopeful throughout, and just seeing those first couple of votes happen and knowing that we had them won was a great feeling.
Now, in an article written for The Guardian, you've actually name-checked 2SER's own newsreader, Jeff Field, who married his partner, Jason, really nice guy, I should mention. They got married in an illegal ceremony back in 2005. This is obviously years and years of campaigning that's gone into getting us to this point, to the point of the postal survey. Just how instrumental has that years of campaigning been?
Well, Jeff and Jason have played a key role in the campaign. You know, when they did their illegal wedding on Today FM's Carl and Jackie O show, as it was back then, they did it to an audience of millions. And for the first time, Australians would have seen a same-sex couple getting married. And someone like Jeff, everyone trusted to be told what was happening in the world the night before, to see Jeff and Jason come together just put such an important face to this issue motivated me to get involved. And now we're here where we have finally achieved marriage equality.
And I should mention also, in 2012, you married your partner, Victor, in Argentina, where same-sex marriage was already legalised. Any plans to refresh the nuptials here at home?
We're working out what we're going to do. We may very well do that. I think Vic deserves a bit of private time, and we'll work out what we're doing in the new year. For now, it's just probably a fair amount of sleep, and Vic and I have probably some catching up to do. I've not been at home much during the past couple of months.
And just finally, Alex, I am curious. A lot of young voters have now been, I think, inspired by this fight. I think I know a lot of young people who voted for the very first time on this issue. My partner's a younger brother. He registered to vote just so he could vote yes in the postal survey. And now these young voters, they've seen that vote actually count for something. They've seen a result. Where would you predict political activism is actually going to go from here?
Well, I hope that we can keep the momentum going. There are so many important issues to help shape Australia, just as we did in the marriage equality campaign, to shape it as a fairer and more equal place. So people are more engaged and inspired than ever before. More, you know, marriage equality was an issue which saw people engage in political process for the first time. So I hope that people keep that up. And keep on campaigning for things that they are passionate about.
Well, Alex, congratulations again, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much.